This week, I was having a discussion with some students, sharing with them the idea of how Judaism isn't a religion, it's a relationship. Every moment of a Jew's day is constantly with awareness of my relationship with Hashem. And he looked at me and said, that's just so much. The whole day, from the moment you wake up till you go to bed, it's just way too much. And I told him, those that are carrying the coffin now of the queen, the pall bearers, it's a huge, huge responsibility. One wrong move will be seen by millions of people around the world, but at the same time, it's the greatest privilege of their life, and they wouldn't give it up for anything. So I said, to be an ambassador for Hashem, to be his Amah Nivcha, is the greatest privilege. We read this week about the brachas and klolos that can happen to a person in the world. Why does Torah present brachas in terms of success in this world? It'll rain on time, you'll have good food, you'll win over your enemies, and if you don't keep the mitzvahs, awful things can happen in this world. Why not present the consequences and reward of Olam Haba? The Gra says something shocking. He says, you know why the Torah only talks about this world? Because this is where it's at. Meaning, like, the goal is Olam Haba? The real thing is here. Really? How do you understand this Gra? Is the real thing really over here? We know that Maaseh HaShoharim says that no human being, if they think about it, can accept that Hashem only had in mind this world. Most people go through this world with challenges and suffering. Can it really be that this world is the purpose of everything? And what's more confusing is that the Mishnah itself says, on one hand, Sho'achas B'Olam Haba, one moment in the next world is better than any pleasure in the whole of Olam Hazeh. But then the Mishnah says that Sho'achas, one moment in this world of Teshuvah and Maisim Tovim, is better than all of Chai Olam Haba. How does that work? It just doesn't seem to add up. We're standing now before Rosh Hashanah. It's kind of confusing. A day of judgment, and it's also Yom Tov. It's serious. It's awesome. The shofar's there shaking us up. Yeah, it's a Yom Tov where we daven and sing. Reb Berkowitz said, it's the Yom Tov of accountability. It's the Yom Tov that we celebrate the fact that we are human and responsible for our actions. That we, as humans, of all of existence, are the only creations that have free will. That we are the only ones ungoverned by our instinct. That we have the ability to choose in every situation how to process and how to behave. The ability to have choice is a privilege and a responsibility. A cow sees grass and it eats. Not the human being. We have an neshama, the voice of reason, that piece of truth sitting within us, and we have the ability to choose between the neshama and the instinct. We can choose how to behave, and we are responsible for our actions. And that is something to celebrate. There's nothing more rewarding than taking control of oneself, building oneself, and overcoming all of our instinctive desires, physical, spiritual, emotional, and psychological. Even the instinct to doubt ourselves. Few people today have an accurate self-image. We have the ability to see right through that, to know that it's an instinctive voice telling us that we're going to fail and we're not good at anything. We have the ability to overcome those. Similarly, every one of our character flaws are there for us to overcome. The Mishnah says, Izer HaGibor, who's strong, HaKovesh Etz Yitzroi, is how to take control of yourself. When you know that something is right, you do it. And when you know something is wrong, you can stand up to yourself and not do it. That's a lifelong process. It's a beautiful process. It's the human process. It's what Hashem had in mind when he created the world. We are the purpose. This is where we are at. In Olam Haba, there's no struggle. There's no growth in Olam Haba. Whatever you earn for yourself in this world, that's what you're going to get in Olam Haba. This is the place where we push, where we grow, and we learn to share. The Torah therefore gives us the brachas in this world, and the opposite if we don't live up to our responsibilities, because this is where it all happens. On Rosh Hashanah, when we daven for Chaim, why do we want life? We want to live, to grow, to share. Human life is choosing and building ourselves. And that's something beautiful. That's what we want. And that's what we celebrate on Rosh Hashanah. Humanity, Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah. And that's what we're celebrating. We don't do anything but celebrate the creation of the human being, not the creation of the world. The world's just there to accommodate us. We celebrate the day the human being was created. So yes, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov. We sing, we wear Yom Tov clothes. It's a celebration. It's also a little heavy because we're celebrating responsibility, but still it's a celebration.
There's a mitzvah to have Sukkos Yom Tov. It's a happy holiday. In preparation, we're supposed to build ourselves up, standing up to that instinct, to identify with the neshama, with the brain that thinks, and feel how great it is when we overcome those challenges. We feel better in this world, and of course, everything is waiting for us in Olam Haba. That is the secret to a good life.